thoughts in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll get back to the phones here in just a few minutes. Tyson, Jerry, Bob, Mark, you're all up on What's on Your Mind. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Luther Stuland, Director of the Health Policy Impact at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota, on the start of Obamacare and what it means to you. So what? One of these days, we're going to find somebody that's got some answers on what's going on, Scott.
By the way, I want to ask him how many injuries he's seen from footballs and baseballs and lacrosse balls, because I see a school out of New York is leading the way. It's in Long Island.
I'm sure there's a few.
They announced yesterday that students are getting hurt during recess, so they have instituted a ban on footballs, baseballs, lacrosse balls, or anything else that might hurt someone on school grounds.
You know, I support this 100%, Scott. I am fully behind this. In fact, they should outlaw recess, because it's much better that kids die of obesity rather than getting injured on the playground. That's a much better way to go.
Nerf balls are still okay, but hard soccer balls...
Hey, those things hurt. No, those hurt too.
Yeah, and...
Put out an eye.
Rough games of tag, gone. You can't do cartwheels anymore at this school.
What?
Yeah, the students are in revolt over this, too. Cartwheels and tag, said one. I think it's ridiculous they're banning that. You go for recess, that's your free time to go let loose and recharge, another said. A third student said, that's all we want to do. We're in school all day sitting behind the desk learning. But the superintendent, Kathleen Maloney, there at the Port Washington School, said the change in policy is warranted due to a rash of playground injuries. How have we survived all these years with these footballs and lacrosse balls?
Let me fill you in on something. I actually drank from the garden hose. Of course, that might explain something when I was younger. You know, but I lived, so far anyway.
That should be banned.
To me, they talk about, oh, we need the kids to get more exercise, and obesity is such a problem. Why is obesity a problem in grade school? This mentality. Oh, kids can't go out and play because, oh my gosh, they might get hurt. Well, doesn't that play into the obesity problem? Pick your poison.
By the way, according to folks there, they're being inundated with folks outside of that particular school district contacting those folks in Nassau County saying, we might be just jumping on your banning balls bandwagon there. So. hide the pens in the studio here, Steve. The microphones, we could hurt ourselves.
They should outlaw school, because I could trip on a desk.
How's this for the it's almost as stupid as what happened in Yellowstone, and thanks to the listener that sent us a note about this story in Yellowstone, actually recounting the story of folks that were in a park a week ago today when the shutdown went into effect. Evidently, the tourists were treated harshly by armed park employees. When they finally were allowed to leave, the bus was not allowed to halt for the 2.5-hour trip out of the park, not even to stop at private bathrooms that were open along the route.
Aren't these our parks? Haven't we already paid for these?
Yeah. This is.
So if we have a product out there that we're not getting our money's worth with, then we should stop payment for those products. I say we all stop paying taxes right now. I'm going to start keeping track and figure out what my taxes on the year are. And as long as the government is shut down, I'm going to send in that much less come next April 15th.
Couple more examples of stupid for you, folks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tell us what's on your mind. Tyson, Watford City, you're next to go. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. All right, first let me say I think the Republicans are doing a heck of a job. I think they need to fight, keep fighting, and take the fight further. A couple questions for you. When's the last two times when the United States was really great?
I'm going to go back to World War II, and I'm going to go back to when we walked on the moon.
Okay. Well, you got one. World War II and our independence from England. So what's happened to the American people that thinks we need to be have all these social services? What happened to our independence and taking care of ourselves and families helping take care of families?
So you're not gripped in fear for this poor woman from Minot who found a home and has put an offer in and now doesn't know whether or not she's getting the financing because the U.S. Department of Agriculture loan program that she's eligible for is not available to her immediately this week because of the shutdown. This Julia Pruden that the president talked about yesterday. You're not losing any sleep over that, Tyson?
No, not at all. I've worked for everything I have and my family has. My family before me worked for everything they have. The family before that came across as immigrants. They worked for everything they have.
All right, Tyson's giving us some reasons to think today, isn't he, Steve?
You know, we all need to think a little bit more. I think that's a good idea. At some point, we've switched over from a hand up to a hand out, and that's where this country's really gone off the rails. Let's go to Jerry in Grand Forks. Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. I'm pretty upset with the whole shutdown notion. When you get to looking at how it's just such so superficial, and we've got an 11-year-old in the presidency. Wouldn't be so bad if he was just an 11-year-old. But he's tipping the country towards communism, period. Now, when you get to looking at all of his methods, do you realize that right now we've got 15 bases across the United States where they will not let a Catholic priest in for services? They've shut that out now, typical of the communist way. Now, this president, everything that he's doing, he's stuffing his thumb right in the eye of all the veterans from the Second World War, Vietnam, and so forth by chaining up and closing their memorials, won't let them in. And yet, they opened them all up today for illegal immigrants to have a big run. Well, why is this? Because Obama claims that he can go ahead through executive order and sign these 50 to 60 million once they bring their dependents in as new citizens. He doesn't need the Congress or anybody. What I say is we've got to initiate articles of impeachment now. The man has gone so far against the grain of the country. He's turned our Navy into nothing but a bunch of berthing barges.
Jerry,
I've
heard that impeachment argument before, and I have two words to say to that because I don't think it's a good idea. Joe Biden, do you want to go down that road?
What about it?
You would rather have Joe Biden than Barack Obama?
Absolutely. Any day of the week. Because he is not a full-fledged communist like Obama is.
Jerry, appreciate the call. Jerry wants more fight. A lot of our listeners do today. A couple of folks have said, get this over with. Other folks see this as a perfect opportunity to showcase some of these things. And by the way, you mentioned something we talked about yesterday, and that was the chaplains being told they can't celebrate Mass. I mean, this stuff needs more attention. That's why I'm glad some of this is getting out there, because the tactics at the parks, rangers being told make things as miserable as possible for people, the silly idea that, you know, these chaplains can't even volunteer their services to conduct Mass. That's just a way to get folks, you know, agitated and think, oh, my gosh, I really need this. And I think it's backfiring. I really do. Dan Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us. You there, Dan?
Sure am.
Go ahead, sir.
Have you called MDU lately?
MDU Resources?
For any bill that you might have?
No, I haven't.
40-minute wait, 20-minute wait. You don't get anybody live. They've got to call you back. Now they want a rate. Is there any way that your show could maybe do a little segment on that, get some MDU representative and find out what percentage they answer live, and not with this recent snowstorm, even before that?
So the question for them would be,
wait
about
times.
The rate increase or the wait times on the customer service?
Well, we've got a rate increase. What are we going to get for it? They're going to get their money. They ask for twice as much as they are wanting because then they feel that it was a good fight. But what is going to improve with that rate increase? One thing I would really like to see is their customer service. We used to, all the small towns used to have an MDU person in town. We don't have that anymore either. They got to come out of Bismarck or Dickinson or whatever. I would just like you to do a show on that if you could.
All right. We'll add that one to the future programs list. We do have Randy Christmas from the Public Service Commission later this week. They would deal with the rate increase question, so we can ask that of him what it's tagged for, what it's slated for. And the customer service question, we'll ask some folks from MDU to join us on the program. Okay, Dan?
Great, thank you.
On the wait times, appreciate it very much. Let's see, Bob in Minot, Dave in Minot, Fran in Grand Forks, Mark in Grand Forks, waiting to weigh in. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. 701-258-0550, tell us what's on your mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link. Hunt with heroes. This pheasant opener, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zeeland, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2, with great prizes including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zeeland, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zeeland City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zeeland, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The program that asks the question, what's on your mind, you get to answer. 800-228-0550, bottom of the hour, Luther Stulen will join us from Blue Cross Blue Shield to talk about October 1 and the sign-ups for Obamacare, and January 1, once the new Affordable Care Act is implemented, what it will mean to you. So if you have questions about, hey, all right, I have coverage now, how am I going to be impacted, what are my choices, anything, we've had some folks called Steve and I and asked questions, and we're not the experts. So we invited Luther in from Blue Cross Blue Shield to answer your questions. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour, so get those ready if you have any and all questions. 800.
I don't know if there is an expert on this. That's the scary part. Is there really an expert on this? Somebody that knows everything about everything that's going on with Obamacare. I mean, it goes back to Pelosi's statement. Well, we got to enact it so we know what's in it.
Well, at least
I still don't think we do.
You have Blue Cross Blue Shield as the largest health employer in the state. So to the extent, how is my current coverage impacted? What are my choices? Those kind of things. But I think you're right. As far as understanding every little nuance, it's hard too. Betsy McCoy is one of my favorites. She's written a great book about it. And read the thing cover to cover and can point out, hey, chapter and verse of here's what this means. Here, let me translate this for you. So there's some good resources out there. Full call, so let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Who's next, Steve?
Bob in Minot. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Ah, fellas, there's so much on my mind. You guys really keep the airwaves crackling. I've been on for like 2 hours now. I'm taking off work to talk to you guys. I love you both so much. But there are a couple of statements. It's my pleasure. There was a statement that Steve made, Scott, and I address this to you as a conservative. Steve just said, you know, as long as this government shut down, I'm going to start tallying my taxes. And what Steve is saying, Scott, is that I refuse to finance my own destruction. And if I'm not mistaken, I heard you say, Scott, well, there's just one or two more stupid opinions. Now, Scott, you got anything to say to that? Because that really hit me. Do you think that Steve is wrong to cut off a government that buries us in debt?
First of all, I'm not thinking. I'm thinking you didn't hear correctly because I didn't call Steve's assertion.
Yeah, I don't think you addressed that for me.
But I may not have. I think the idea of joining folks who refuse to pay their taxes is perilous. So, I don't know that stupid would be
okay,
the word.
Scott, I'm just asking you. Don't cut me off. I've been on the line for 2 hours. I've got a couple of other comments. Would you indulge me, please, gentlemen?
Quickly, if you will, Bob.
Quickly, go ahead.
A full bank of calls in a short period of time to get to them all here. So we're trying to keep everybody.
I'll make it as fast as I can. Now, Scott, you're a conservative. You guys know me. I'm a libertarian. If you ask me who's wrong, I don't think you have to look very far to find the answer. Now, let's talk about socialism, the left, and the right. George Bush gave us the Patriot Act, and since that time, we have to pull our pants down, take our shoes off, and stand on our heads to get on an airplane. Plus, we have to watch our grandmothers be groped and our 12-year-old daughters be groped. Now, is this conservatism? George Bush pulled something off that Bill Clinton never even would have dreamed of. And in regards to the Chinese, the Chinese just want to give us enough rope to hang ourselves. They don't want us to default. They want us to borrow enough money from the Chinese to pay the Chinese debt. Now, you guys need to get a libertarian on that show. I'm telling you, you need third-party politics. And I guarantee you, if you get a libertarian on that show, your revenues are going to go up by 50%. You ask your producer. I'm
all
serious.
Right, Bob. We have one on.
I agree with some of your points there. And I just went through this on an airport flight this weekend myself. And it pains me every time I have to go through an airport. And if it wasn't necessary, I'd rather drive than fly just because of that. And it's for principle alone. So, Bob, thank you very much for the phone call.
Fran, Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Fran.
Well, I was just listening to ABC News on our local station, and they were telling everybody that if they're going to not send out any senior checks if they delay this default, and they're going to pick them first. And, you know, there's lots of money in the government to pay this. So they just want to get all the old people fired up and hurt them.
What's your reaction to that, Fran? You sound like you're not getting too, you see it as a ploy rather than being worried about the checks not coming.
Oh, yes, they're using this just to hurt the seniors to do the most damage in the shortest amount of time. You know, that's my idea.
Do you think it's scare tactics, though, Fran?
Oh, absolutely. They just want to scare everybody to think that they won't have any food for the next month. And just like they shut down the memorials and stuff, just to be honoring. You know.
Fran, thanks for the phone call. I hope it doesn't come to that. And I think they're trying
Fran's
to leverage
calling.
Seniors.
Fran's not buying it. She's seen right through the tactic.
Yep, they're trying to leverage seniors.
Not sure what check you're talking about. She mentioned, ABC mentioned at the top of the hour. We'll dig into that. Who's next?
Well, they were talking Social Security checks earlier today is what I had seen. So let's get back to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to drop us an email. Lyle in North Dakota, what is on your mind today?
Well, I was wondering, these people that want to get a petition to start school from Labor Day to Memorial Day, whatever. And, you know, one size doesn't fit all, because I was superintendent for quite a few years down in a western town, and the school board and the people actually wanted to start school about August 15th. And then at Christmas time, just second to the 27th, so they got out of school to help farms and that in about, we got out about May 15th. And I don't know why they have to get a petition, because they could go to their school board. If their school board doesn't want it, then, you know, get a new school board. But this one size is not going to fit all. I wish people would realize that.
You know, Lyle, they're trying to do on the state level what winds up happening in North Dakota so often. We get that one-size-fits-all from the federal government, the guys that get shoved down our throat. Now, I'm a big fan of make it fit between Labor Day and Memorial Day. I think that's the best option. But you're right. It does need to go to the individual school boards. And if you don't like it, change your school board. There's your local control right there. Change your school board.
Yes, let's not make it one rule for everybody, because everybody is not the same and they don't operate their schools the same.
Sounds like you're going to get a chance to vote on that very question, Lyle, but one of the reasons the folks have put this forward is they say that, you know, despite local, you know, support for this, it doesn't get through because I guess the high school athletic association's blamed for it and just kind of a push against this change from the standpoint of internally they don't want it, but... best way to solve it's probably just allowing voters to have a say on it, isn't it?
But, you know, they can get these petitions signed from everybody in the big town of Mandan Bismarck, but other smaller towns, you know, they don't have the population to vote against it, you know.
Well, there again, it'd be the signatures to get the question on the ballot.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they'll get that with the bigger town votes, but then the bigger towns outnumber the town, so they won't have a say in it. Really?
So you don't want to vote because you're afraid of the outcome.
Oh, no,
because
I'll
the
vote.
Bigger cities will. You'll vote, but I'm saying you don't want to vote because you think the bigger cities will ultimately get this through. I take your point. Lyle, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. When we come back, your Obamacare questions answered here today on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinman. More coming up.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
If you listen close, you can hear the loons calling your name all the way from Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, a premier Minnesota resort community thanks to Chase on the Lake. This resort is phenomenal. Now, don't think tiny little cabins or, you know, cricky. This is class. This is elegance. This is charm. This is comfort. This is relaxation like you can't believe. We're talking in a Veda Spa, the Copper Door. We're talking a 502 award-winning bar and restaurant. We're talking about a facility of 2 and 3 bedroom condos, state-of-the-art, loaded up with all the goodies. This facility is phenomenal. Check it out for yourself right now, chaseonthelake.com. That's the website. When you use the promo code SCOTT, you'll get a deal any Sunday or Thursday in September or October. Book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath plastic condo. Get a second night free, chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. Come join us and relax at Chase on the Lake. Call them for more details, too, 888-242-7306. That's 88-CHASE-06.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Mike, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk with Luther Stuland, Director of Health Policy Impact at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota, the start of Obamacare. If you have any questions or comments, we'll get those to our guest, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Around the region, mostly overcast sky for today. Bismarck, Mandan, we're looking at 45 right now. Williston 56, Dickinson 54, Minot 53, in Jamestown 50, Devils Lake 51, Grand Forks 54, Fargo 59, Miles City 47, Mobridge at 51, Pier 58, Aberdeen 58, Lemon at 45 this hour. Let's get back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Quickly, so we can get on to our guest, Mark in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Yes. Bipartisan leaders and the media are both engaged, in my opinion, a criminal cover-up of what's happening with the budget and the national debt, because the one thing they're ignoring is the collapse of Fannie and Freddie, the two GSEs, government-sponsored entities. And I'm looking at an article right now from Zero Hedge from 2010, says, quote, Obama's budget is one small missing piece for $6.3 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars, unquote, has all the facts from the budget, quotes from Peter Orszag, then CBO director, about this being kept off budget, $6.3 trillion. There was a financial crisis inquiry commission look at this collapse of Fannie and Freddie. Byron Giorgio was a commissioner. He said both these institutions were, quote, unquote, cooking the books. And he said there was well-connected people who were either former legislators or former staffers from both parties who were retained by these institutions to lobby. This is a particularly egregious lobbying abuse. Here you had two taxpayer-buttressed institutions who were spending taxpayer money to lobby Congress to the detriment of the taxpayers themselves. Financial fraud that equates to $6.3 trillion added to the national debt, and not one Republican calling for a criminal fraud investigation.
All right, Mark.
This is a problem. It's RICO statutes only will resolve this problem. Racketeering, influence, and corrupt organization, prosecution of bipartisan leaders, that's what we need.
Mark, appreciate the call. Marion Beulah, we're going to give you a minute here, and we're going to go to our guest. What's on your mind today, Mary?
Good morning. Listen, I was listening to the program last night. We were talking about having them putting the barricades up and the cones up like at Painted Canyon and Mount Rushmore and that. And, you know, and I don't think it has to come down to a political Republican, Democratic thing. The, you know, knowledge is power. And what we have to do, instead of going and complaining about these things, they're keeping us out, is get the knowledge that we know that it's an executive order coming right from the president, and whether he's Democrat or Republican, that's not the issue. The issue is when we see those, it's saying if we can remove them, and if we get in trouble, it's like, wait a minute, I want the orders from the president, and having him using people as his scapegoat, that we can't do this. These are our parks. We're paying for them, like the Painted Canyons. Come on. Has anybody ever maintained them, that we're taking somebody's money or job away from the visitor center that nobody right there on the overlook? No. We have to start standing up instead of cowering back and going, oh, I can't cross that line. No, people, I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. We got to stand up for what is right and what is truth instead of saying, oh, we can't do this.
Appreciate the passion, Mary, very much. And if anybody wants to join Mary in the park protesting brigade, you let us know how that goes. Appreciate it very much. Luther Stulen is here. He's the director of health policy impact at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. They are going across the state and doing forums, information sessions for individuals and families all month long to give you, answers to your questions on Obamacare. And we wanted to give you an even easier way to do a little town hall right here on the radio if you have any questions or comments. Grand Forks tonight, there's a session 4:30 to 6:30 at the Can-Ed Inn. Tomorrow in Minot, 8:30 to 10 a.m., and afternoon sessions 4:30 until 6 at the Grand Hotel. Day after in Dickinson on the 10th at the Ramada and the Grand Dakota Lodge, 15th in Bismarck, 17th in Jamestown, 21st in Fargo, 22nd in Williston, 23rd in Valley City. Luther, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's the number one question you're getting about Obamacare that individuals have?
Well, I think everybody is concerned about what might happen to their health insurance, and it varies from one situation to the next, which is why we're doing these information sessions. But generally, if you have employer-sponsored coverage, so you have coverage through your employer, you're not as directly affected as you might be if you purchase coverage outside of an employer. So most of the questions we get are sort of complex households where they might have coverage through one program for one member of the household. And then we have questions about, can my spouse or my children get a plan through the exchange? What's the eligibility for those programs and so on?
When you start looking at some of the eligibilities, there's so much that it seems to be changing with Obamacare. How do you keep up with this as Blue Cross Blue Shield as an entity trying to work around something we really don't know all the answers with because it keeps changing?
It has been challenging. It's a large piece of legislation, as you know, and tremendous volume of regulations that we're doing our best to make sure that we're compliant with and that we make the experience as easy as possible for our members and those who are shopping for coverage. So while there have been delays and changes in certain things, we try to be the small nimble cat and try to figure out how to implement those changes when they come up and again try to serve our customers the best we can.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. Greg in Minnesota has a question for our guest from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, hi, Scott. Say, I just want to throw some numbers out there and talk about, I know you guys in North Dakota, but Minnesota, nobody has ever had to go without health care. Just to give you some ideas, Minnesota Medicaid has what they call medical assistance, which means that if you're at 75% of poverty and you're an individual, in other words, $11,490 times 75%, so if you're making $8,617 a year, you apply for medical assistance, you're going to get free health care. Now, if you don't qualify for medical assistance, then you qualify for Minnesota Care. Now, an individual who is at 200% of the poverty level, that would be almost $23,000. Right now, I am a conservator for someone who is paying $76 a month for Minnesota Care. But in 2014, the most he's going to pay is $50 a month. And that is 200% of the poverty level. As long as you're making less than just under $23,000 a year, that's $50 a month. If you're a family of four, you make $47,000 a year, you're going to pay $50 a month. If you're under 21, if you're Native American, if you've done a military
I get what you're going here with as the availability of plans. Your comment simply that there's plenty of plans available.
Obamacare, Obamacare wasn't needed in Minnesota. We already had it. We've got it now. I mean, this whole nationalizing something that, you know, some of these states have already been doing. So
let me turn that into a question for our guest here, Greg, and I appreciate the call. I mean, is there any, what's new here? What's different and available to the consumer that wasn't there previously, Luther?
I'd say a couple of things. First of all, there is assistance available to more individuals and households with greater income. So, as you know, the premium tax credits, the assistance in paying for health insurance, goes up to four times the federal poverty level. So for an individual, that's $45,000 a year. For a family of four, roughly $94,000 a year. So there's assistance for those, again, who don't have coverage through their employer. The second thing that the Affordable Care Act does for so that this individual market, we call it, so apart from that market that's sold to through employers, for this market, it simplifies kind of the options that you have. So it makes comparing two plans a little bit easier. So we have these bronze, silver, gold, and platinum products or health insurance plans on the exchange and off the exchange that you can compare one gold plan to another gold plan from the same carrier or from a different health insurance company, and then compare those on premium and on service. But it does simplify that market because health insurance is a fairly complicated business, and typically you have to compare deductibles and co-pays and co-insurances, and those things still exist. But when they have those, the bronze, the silver, gold, or platinum certification, that's really the average value that it is for the average customer.
If you have any questions or comments for our guest, Luther Stueland, Director of Health Policy at Blue Cross Blue Shield, North Dakota, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mike and Mandan, what's your question for our guest today?
Yeah, Luther. See, I was wondering, my spouse is a state employee and I'm under her plan. How's this going to affect now, like you say, platinum, silver, and gold plan and all that? How's this going to affect state employees and their spouses, and kind of give me a rundown how this is all going to work?
Sure. We've gotten that question before, and typically for the for somebody that has coverage through their employer, they're less directly affected. Now, there are certain plans that that we'll have to discontinue because they're non-grandfathered plans, plans that were purchased after March 23rd of 2010. But for a large plan, and particularly for the North Dakota Employees Plan, there aren't significant changes to that. And so the question about bronze, silver, gold, and platinum is not one that you're going to really have to worry about because that plan is going to remain in effect.
So me as an individual, being under her plan, I don't have to worry about getting insurance myself or vice versa or whatever?
No, that shouldn't. And again, it's something that you would want to talk specifically about if you had real detailed questions. But in general, the PERS plan does not change, and coverage, I don't believe, is affected. It may be actually extended a little bit further to more employees than it is today.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the phone call, Mike. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. When we come back from the break, more of your questions or comments for Luther Stueland, Director of Health Policy Impact at Blue Cross Blue Shield. And Luther, I want to talk a little bit about the business side of this, employers and how that coverage bears out. Are you seeing some coverage start to wane when we get back from What's on Your Mind?
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look. Because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote. And you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce,
800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, E-Foods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale, up to 10% off our low prices right now at thePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thePrepMart.com. That's thePrepMart.com.
We're Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon and Ronnie Millsap too. You know that was Ronnie Millsap, didn't you?
Duh. First country concert I ever saw, actually.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
800.
Yeah,
I interviewed Chester Fritz. Him a couple of
Chester Fritz Auditorium in Grand Forks. First country concert I ever saw.
I think I was there. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. We're chatting with Luther Stulen, Director of Health Policy Impact at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota, with your questions. Before the break, Steve, you had a question regarding whether or not you're seeing businesses impacted. And we've heard a lot of stories nationally about businesses saying, hey, because of Obamacare, we can no longer offer our employees' health insurance. Are those impacts coming to North Dakota yet, Luther?
Yeah, what's happening on the employer side of this?
That's a great question. And again, it will vary from one employer to the next. We started engaging employers last fall and held forums, kind of like these individual forums that we're holding, but for employer groups to help them walk through what are some of the changes that could be coming. In large part, if we set aside some of the taxes and fees that are applied to all health insurance plans, employer plans that were in existence when the act was passed and sort of maintained are largely unaffected. If you purchase a plan after March 23rd of 2010, or if you've significantly modified the plan that you had before and really made it a new plan, then it could be what's called a non-grandfathered plan. And if it's a smaller employer, Some of those products have to be retired before or on their renewal in 2014, and we've started reaching out to those that are affected by that and offering them a similar product that we're selling now in 2014 that is compliant with the Affordable Care Act. And those small employer plans will also fall in the bronze, silver, gold, and platinum levels.
Have you seen any drop-off? Have you seen any indications or something in the numbers from employers that are not renewing as much or maybe scaling back some of their coverage for their employees?
We really haven't, and I think a large part of it has to do with a very strong economy in North Dakota, and employees still value health insurance coverage from their employer as a strong benefit. I think we've really done very well as when it comes to enrollment. We're seeing record-breaking numbers through our plan, and we've seen really positive things in North Dakota so far.
Chuck in Grand Forks, question for our guest from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I'm a self-employed trucker, over-the-road trucker, and my wife, we don't have insurance. I'm a disabled vet, so I have my insurance or medical care through the VA. But my question is, if my wife needs medical care or whatever, and we go to the hospital and we pay for it out of our own pocket, will they automatically turn us into the IRS and we don't have insurance and the IRS comes along and finds us like this $750 just because we don't have an insurance plan?
First, I'd say two things. What you're referring to is the individual mandate, the requirement that Americans have health insurance. And so if your wife isn't covered by a health insurance plan in 2014, and your income is above the tax filing threshold, you may be required to make that payment for not having coverage. Having said that, depending on your income, you may qualify for premium assistance if you go through the health insurance marketplace. And so this is a federal tax credit that's available based on income. For those who don't have coverage through their employer, that will help you to make the payments for the premium on a health insurance policy.
But we would be fined this $750 fine for not having a plan.
The penalty actually in 2014 is a greater of test between $95 per adult or 1% of income. And so that would be the penalty that could be applied for your spouse if she didn't have coverage in 2014. That penalty increases in 2015 and in 2016, and then it gets closer to what the figure you're using is $695 per an adult or 2.5% of income. And so the penalty increases significantly between 2014 and 2016.
Try and squeeze one more in quickly here. Dean in Bismarck, your question?
My question is, I own my own business, and I'm the only employer myself. If you have health insurance and all that, so is that going to affect myself at all, or what's, I guess I have no clue.
If you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota member, nope. We're going to let you know whether or not you're on a grandfather plan or a non-grandfather plan, and then when you would need to make any change if that's necessary. But you would purchase coverage as any other individual would that doesn't have coverage through a larger employer. So as a self-employed person, you're considered an individual, and you can purchase coverage directly from a health insurance company through the health insurance marketplace. Or you may be able to stick with the plan that you currently have today, but that's, again, kind of dependent on whether or not the plan you're on today is grandfathered or not.
By the way, there's forums on this in Grand Forks tonight, Minot tomorrow morning, and there's morning and afternoon sessions. Dickinson, Bismarck, Jamestown, Fargo, Williston, Valley City. It starts with BlueND.com, or you can call for more info at 800-280-2583. All right.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Luther, thank you for
what's on your mind.
Answering those questions. And Steve, I guess we'll do this all over again tomorrow. Huh?
More fun on a Wednesday.
God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.